Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. I've been dealing with the subject of forgiveness lately, and I thought I'd revisit this subject for this week's Community Comment. I believe one of the hardest things to do in life and one of the most important things to do is forgive. Many people have heard the phrase, unforgiveness and bitterness are like drinking poison, expecting to hurt the other person. One reason many people don't want to forgive is they don't fully understand what forgiveness is, and more importantly, what it isn't. A great definition of forgiveness is this: giving up all hope of ever having a better past. However, what we can have through forgiveness is hope for a better present and better future. A few thoughts about what forgiveness isn't. Forgiveness is not giving someone who hurt you the opportunity to do it again. I can forgive someone for the hurt they caused me as a child, but I will not give them the opportunity to do it again. Forgiveness is not pretending the offense never happened. Forgiveness is not saying that what someone did to you is okay. I can forgive someone and still believe what they did was wrong. I've been forgiven many times for the things I did wrong. Maybe you have too. Also, forgiving is not forgetting. Has anyone ever told you to forgive and forget? I don't know about you, but the only things I tend to forget are the things that I need to remember, like what I was looking for in the kitchen, or where I put that important paper that I put in a very specific spot so I wouldn't lose it, but now I can't remember where I put it. So when someone tells you to forgive and forget, I think that what they really mean is this: forgive, then forget about ever taking revenge or retaliation. Sometimes we must forgive someone who doesn't ask or deserve it. Many times when we refuse to forgive someone, the person we refuse to forgive is not affected by our decision. Often they're fat, dumb, and happy going along in their lives while we are sitting in anger, plotting revenge, and living in bitterness. Maybe the person who hurt us is no longer around, possibly not even alive, yet their action and our unforgiveness is still running our lives, or worse, ruining our lives. True forgiveness is a process. In my life, it goes something like this. Step one, I really don't want to forgive this person, but I know if I don't, I will become bitter. Step two, I pray, God, I don't want to forgive this person. Please help me to forgive them. Step three is to repeat steps one and two every day. Do you harbor bitterness and anger because of what someone has done to you? Is it affecting you more than it is affecting them? I encourage you to forgive them today, not for their sake, but for yours. You are responsible for what you do and how you respond, not the other person. So I encourage you, whether they deserve it or not, forgive somebody today, because you might be the one needing forgiveness tomorrow. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.